At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
On a recent podcast episode, I made the statement that a lot of the really successful AI applications and new projects that we're seeing right now are actually old ones that have been in the works for a while, and now they're releasing, you know, either they're finally launching or they're releasing some sort of AI integration that makes their product a lot more viable. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about one of those, which I think is very interesting. It is called Glean. And what's interesting about Glean is while it kind of is coming onto the stage as being mainstream, it's already raised over $100 million and it has a $1 billion valuation. And that was a while ago that it did that. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to break down exactly what it does and why this is important for enterprises and how this is going to be beneficial. So I think essentially what this is originally it was just like a search bot for enterprises where it could search through enterprises' data and help, you know, get answers for people that are querying them very quickly about a company in particular. But now with the advent of ChatGPT and the abilities that we have with AI, they've made this thing a lot more powerful, and they have a language input where you can ask questions in a lot more native manner and get a lot of really powerful responses. So what this really does is it gives you the ability to have really actionable insights and very precise answers for work-related questions around your company. So it can help you to analyze documents across Slack, Google Drive, Gmail, Office, and a bunch of others. It can then help you to compile all of the insights from that data, and then it can answer your questions using internal information. So I think one thing that is really great about this company is that it makes sure it does not use your data to train its algorithm. Obviously, that is pretty critical for companies nowadays, and even ChatGPT and OpenAI have products that help you do that, partnering with Microsoft Azure. So essentially, it's like ChatGPT, but it works across your entire internal organization and with all the information that you have in your workplace. So how it does this, like I was mentioning, is that this is able to connect to things like your company's Slack, your company's Drive, your company's Gmail, all of the different third-party softwares, including your like Salesforce that your company or a company might use. It has all of that data integrated or collected through an API. Then you're able to query that data. And they've done a couple really interesting things with that. I mean, aside from just being able to kind of analyze this massive body of data, they've also made it so they're able to set permissions. So, you know, if only the CFO or the people in the finance department have access to or should have access to certain documents, you're able to set those permissions so not everybody can go and get information and, you know, potentially leak or find out information about your company that they shouldn't. So I think what's really interesting is in Glean's kind of in their demo, they have a bunch of examples. So you can say something like, you know, what's going on with the Nexa Tech deal? That was one of their examples. And then it has this whole breakdown of what's going on, you know, with this one particular deal. You can say, you know, has anyone that is working on that deal or has anyone from this particular deal submitted support tickets, and you can see the support tickets they've submitted. It's you can say like, who is the point of contact on this particular deal? Who's the salesperson over there? Who's the person in charge of integrating? Blah blah blah. So you can really quickly get and you can also break this down by like number size. So it's like, you know, tell me which company that uses us submits the most support tickets, and that is, you know, that it's an account over like $250,000, right? Ones that might be important to your organization. And it can break that down, who they are, what their support tickets are, you know, connects to Jira and all that. So I think, honestly, this is a really powerful tool because coming as someone that, you know, my first job working at a corporation, there was a lot of time that I spent trying to figure out, you know, who's in charge of what at a company, where to access different files, getting caught up to speed. And I think this really brings down the entire onboarding process for people, because any questions you might have about an organization, who's in charge of what's going on with what deal, you can really quickly grab that information here and report it. And in addition to that, a lot of my first, you know, that job I mentioned, a lot of what I was doing there was working on, you know, like doing reports and looking at, you know, what was happening with sales data, what products were popular, what products were being used, what products were getting a lot of engagement on social media, et cetera, et cetera. And having something like this where I could quickly query without having to download these massive spreadsheets or create, you know, complex pivot tables and all sorts of things to extract the data. This is a very, very powerful tool in my opinion. So I think this is going to make some big moves, but I do think that it is interesting. This company is already on their Series C. So they've raised $100 million, but they launched back in, I believe, 2021. So obviously before ChatGPT was around. And I think that they are just a really smart company that has really quickly kind of grabbed onto this new technology and been able to help them scale it. So the company Glean Chat says that it's the only platform that works across apps and knowledge sources like Microsoft 360, Google Workspace, Salesforce, Jira, GitHub, and around, I think they have like 100 other applications on there. And it also delivers answers that are personalized for relevance to each user, and they follow all real-time enterprise data permission governance rules like I was mentioning earlier. So I think this is a very powerful tool for any organization and getting information. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. What they're able to get now is only going to increase, the functionality is only going to increase. And I think in the next year or two, we're going to have some really, really powerful tools within companies and outside of companies to get answers on some very specific stuff. One very interesting use case that I would love to see, I highly doubt that we'll see this very soon, but something that I think this kind of technology would be really powerful for. Imagine, number one, I think this helps transparency in a company immensely. You can get a lot of really interesting data and information from your company without having to go through, you know, long chains of command. But imagine if you had something like this set up with a federal government for whatever country that you live in. And imagine if, you know, unclassified data was all stored in here. And instead of having to go here in the U.S., we have to do what are called these information it's the Freedom of Information Act, I think, where essentially you can, journalists can go ask for information on certain things, and the government's like, essentially they have to give you information on it. Now, a lot of the time they're going to redact, you know, if it's classified, they won't, or they redact a lot of information on the report. So for example, for, you know, JFK, the president that was assassinated here in the US, if you ask for information on that, they'll send you a paper, but, you know, half of it is redacted, meaning it's just blacked out and they won't tell you like all the information in those reports. So I think it would be interesting for a lot of more general things that aren't quite so highly sensitive. I mean, I'm all for, making everything publicly available, public transparency, but, for a lot of stuff that, you know, there's not this big question of like, is this our nuclear secrets or something? I think this would be incredible in a federal government level if citizens were able to, or journalists were able to go and query a database like Glean for the government, find out a lot of different information about it and get a lot of different answers without having to go through lengthy chains of command. I think that'd be very cool. The transparency would be awesome. But in any case, who knows if that or when that would ever happen. But we are seeing this in enterprises, and I think this is a very powerful technology and tool to continue following into the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.